All right, we're going to continue with our post-race media availabilities for today's O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 here at Texas Motor Speedway. We are joined by Jamie McMurray, driver of the number one Cessna Chevrolet, who finished third in today's race. Jamie, pretty strong run out there. Why don't you just take us through it, please?
Yeah, it was basically just a really good day for us from the start of the race. The car was pretty good, especially on the long runs. And then fortunate to, you know, miss a lot of the wrecks that happened and survived, and then had good pit stops. So all around, just a pretty solid day for our team.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Jamie. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. Jerry in the front.
Jerry Fraley, Dallas Morning News. Jamie, Kevin Harvick was just in here and said his crew had a ton of problem with the pit guns, and that's been going on all year. Has your crew experienced any of those same difficulties?
You mean today or just in general?
Yeah,
I think there's a huge adjustment to get used to those. The pit guns that we've used in the past, there was a lot of work that went into those to get them to the level they were at. And the pit guns that we get from NASCAR are not, you know, they're not even close to that same level. So I think there's a big adjustment for the teams. And I don't know if we've had any problems throughout the year with the pit guns.
All right, we're going to go up to the press box next for a question from Lee.
Lee Spencer, Racing Voice. I've got a question about, you said the off week couldn't have come at a better time for your team. You guys struggled at the beginning of the year. Best finish so far was 16th, and then you come back and just look totally strong in the closing laps. Can you talk about what you guys did to regroup?
Well, we ran okay at Vegas and Phoenix, and blew a right front at Vegas, and then I had to pit with, like, I don't know, like 10 laps to go or 8 laps to go at Phoenix, and didn't, you know, ended up losing a couple of laps because of another tire issue. And then had to pit again at Martinsville because of a left rear tire rub with like 10 laps to go. So we've run okay. We certainly haven't run as well as we did today, but we've run okay this year, but today certainly was our best performance. We had some different stuff in our car. You try to learn in the off season, and some of the stuff that we tried at the beginning of the year didn't work out. So we went back to similar to what we had last year, and we ran really well in the mile and a half, and our performance was way better today than it's been all year long. So hopefully we can continue to work with that setup and those parts and perform each week.
Any final questions for Jamie downstairs? Over here to Elliot.
Elliot Stern, Santa Maria Times. You started 24th. You worked your way up into the top 10 at about lap 175.
Are you asking me or telling me?
No, I'm telling you.
Okay.
That. But you stuck with it. You got way up.
Yep.
So how do you attribute that? That was it.
Well, it's hard to pass. So it takes a long time. You work on guys. Our car, fortunately, was pretty good on older tires. We didn't have as much fall off, but it's hard to pass. And, you know, part of the reason it took me so long to get up there as well is I got stuck on the outside on the restarts. And so maybe you'd get up to, you know, 10th or 12th and then have a restart on the outside and lose 4 or 5 spots. And you might spend the next 60 laps trying to get those positions back. The outside got better as the race went on, but it was really bad at the beginning of the race.
Anything final for Jamie? All right, Jamie, thanks for joining us. Good luck at Bristol next week.